This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. And it is on a Tuesday, and, well, I guess it's time to get this out of the way right off the bat. Yes, we have tons of SCOTUS talk tonight. SCOTUS, I love saying SCOTUS, it just rolls right off the tongue, Chris. What? It sounds like, plus when you use acronyms, it sounds like you know what you're talking about. We used to do this all the time with the Aardvark and the SCOTUS and the, what, then if you confuse normal people, then you sound smarter than them and they think you're better than they are. That's a great, that's leadership. Anyway, we're going to talk SCOTUS tonight. We have Dome Harris talk. Surprise, surprise. A climate change solution turned out to be no solution at all. That's in New York City. I'll get to that in a minute. Apparently millions of people are going to starve to death and we're eliminating letter grades. And tonight is a bit of a farewell that's going to hurt you. You're saying farewell to me. Don't worry, I'll be back on Friday. I just have to go away for a couple days. We'll talk about that more in the show. But I know where we have to begin. It's basically the news story that is dominating everything right now, the Supreme Court. What happened? Here's what happened in my own words, and I've got all kinds of audio for you on it, from Biden to Cruz to deranged baby-killing nut jobs. So allow me to put it in my own words, just in case you've been working all day and you aren't really up to date on things. Here's what happened. Here's how a Supreme Court ruling normally works. Normally works. If they come up with a ruling, or that kind of a rough draft of a ruling, I want to say. Well, on top of that rough draft, you know, consider it more of an informal vote. Hey, where are you guys going to vote on this whole abortion thing? Oh, okay, we got 5 yays, so on and so forth. They also come up with the draft of the majority opinion. And if you're a lawyer, you're probably banging your head off the steering wheel because this sounds so basic to you. But most people aren't lawyers, and I'm not a lawyer, and people need stuff explained to them. I always need stuff explained to me like an idiot because I am an idiot. So it helps me explain it to other people. When you have a Supreme Court ruling, the people who voted for the majority, so the winners of the ruling, they pick one person and they draft an opinion. And that's called the majority opinion. And that is essentially them explaining, how did we come up with this vote? Why did those of us who voted this way vote this way? And the minority gets an opinion too. But set that aside. Last night, and of course, this happened. Remember, I mentioned the Supreme Court thing briefly at the end of the show. This dropped at the end of last night's show, and then it all blew up, of course, as I'm driving home. Last night, something happened that is a little bit unprecedented. You see, they come up with these rough drafts, but then the final ruling and the final draft comes a month or two later. And we were supposed to get a Roe versus Wade. We were going to get an abortion ruling in June or July. That was going to be the final draft. Okay, now it's official. The T's are crossed. The I's are dotted. I did that right, right? I screw that up sometimes. Sometimes I say the T's are dotted and I's are crossed, Chris. It just all depends. Look, it all depends. Anyway, we have a rough draft leaked last night. Now, this is important to pay attention to. It got leaked to Politico. What they leaked was the majority opinion. Samuel Alito, he was picked to write that opinion. They leaked that opinion to Politico. Actually, a garbage left-wing rag in D.C. They hate me and I hate them back, so it all works out fine. But they leaked it to Politico. Now, before we get into the whole leaking thing, and, you know, there are a lot of leakers in D.C. Before we get to any of that, let's talk about a second theory that is going around right now. Now, this is not my theory, but it is one you should be paying attention to, and I should be paying attention to. All I'm going to do is mention it. Then we're going to move on because it's not the likely scenario, but it is possible. The Politico guy who went with the story, he's not a Supreme Court reporter. And if you're not in a newsroom, like I'm not in a newsroom, even though I'm just kidding. I'm not doing it. I'm not in a newsroom. You're not in a newsroom. But if you are in a newsroom, you have certain departments in a newsroom. Okay, let's say you're left-wing garbage trash Politico. Every reporter in your newsroom doesn't cover everything. You have reporters who are assigned to the border. Hey, this is the border section, which that section would be ignored in Politico. You would have you're a Congress section. Hey, you're a congressional race section. Hey, you're going to be a economy section. There's a SCOTUS section, a Supreme Court section. Hey, nerds, you're the guys who can report on the Supreme Court. And there's a national security section. The national security section would obviously focus on foreign powers, Russia and China. The reporter for Politico who went with this story is not in the SCOTUS section of Politico. He's in the national security section of Politico. What does that mean? What it means is this. There is a chance, and I want to emphasize, we don't know yet. And we won't know till the investigation is over. Chief Justice Roberts has already ordered an investigation from the Marshal of the Supreme Court. They're going to dig into it. Let's hope they're better at the FBI and we actually get some results that matter. But they're digging into this thing, so we won't know. But there is a chance a foreign power, pick your foreign power. I know what we're all thinking. We're all thinking China, right? There's a chance a foreign power like China or Russia, there's a chance they potentially hacked into the servers of the Supreme Court or did something along those lines? Yes, Chris, I know. There have been rumors of this all day long. Now, you might be asking, what would they gain from that? What do they care about abortion in America? It's not that they actually care about abortion in America. And I'm not pushing this. Remember, this is a theory. We are not going to know until the end. And I'm going to address the leaker part of the theory here in just a second. Stop, Chris. If they were to have done that, let's say they hacked into this and they got this draft opinion and then they released it to the public. If they did that, the reason for that would be it benefits enemies, foreign enemies, to cause chaos on our country. We do the same thing to other countries, by the way. This is foreign policy 101. This is not America. This is not Russia. This is not China. This is how foreign policy has been conducted for ages. You know the great Genghis Khan, the greatest conqueror probably of all time. took down all these armies, and you think of Genghis Khan, and you think about viciousness and chopping people's heads off, and you think about horse archers and razing cities to the ground, and all those things are true. You want to know one of the main tactics Genghis Khan used when he was attacking somebody? He would send infiltrators into the cities ahead of time to find the political divisions and exploit them. Spend money and exploit them so the city would be ripping itself apart by the time Genghis Khan and his Mongolian horde showed up at the walls to kill everybody. There's a chance that's what's going on here. Now, I'm going to set that aside now because that's not the likely chance. I just wanted everyone to understand. People I trust are telling me today, not that it's likely, but that it's not outside of the realm of possibility. The national security guy releasing this is kind of a big deal. Now, we are going to address the other part of this, the likely part of this, that a communist sitting on the Supreme Court, either one of the justices or a law clerk, leaked it. Why would they do this? How should you think about this? What does this actually mean? Where are we going to go from all this? I am going to talk about all that coming up next on the Jesse Kelly Show. And after that, we're going to talk about another massive failure of the climate change cult. Remember when New York, you may have forgot about this. You remember when New York signed a bill banning natural gas hookups? You know, to save the planet. Well, whoops. That didn't turn out to have the desired effect at all. We're going to get to that in like 15 minutes from now. We have potentially a lot of people about to starve. That is really not good. No more letter grades in school. That's awesome. Congratulations to you kids. All that and more on the Jesse Kelly Show. And don't forget, if you want, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions. Email those all into jesse@jessekellyshow.com, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. President of the United States had a lot to say.
What all basic mainstream religions have historically concluded, that the existence of a human life and being is a question. Is it at the moment of conception? Is it 6 months? Is it 6 weeks? Is it quickening like Aquinas argued? I mean,
yeah, that guy's an idiot and the sound sucks. And no religions have not struggled with when life began. We know when life begins, you baby killing monsters just want the freedom to kill as many as you want. All that and more coming up still on the Jesse Kelly Show. Now let's talk about life. We're not just talking about the lives of babies. Let's talk about your life. You know what? Forget you aside. I know you value your life. Let's talk about the life of your wife. Wow, that rhymed, and I didn't even mean for that to rhyme. That was impressive, wasn't it, Chris? Let's talk about the life of your husband, father, mother, son, daughter. Do they, if they're confronted by someone evil today who wants to take their lives, do they have the ability to defend themselves? If the answer to that question is, I'm not sure, I hope so, no, they don't, go to hero2020.com right now and get them a non-lethal gun. It shoots pepper balls 100 miles per hour. They will explode on contact. Your loved one will have their lives saved. This thing has already saved lives. It doesn't take a concealed carry permit. It only takes a couple minutes to learn how to use it. It's got a laser sight on it. And it saves lives. Saves lives. The one you care about. Go to hero2020.com. Use the code Jesse because that gets you a special discount, okay? Hero2020.com, code Jesse. State restrictions may apply.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Don't forget. I don't want you to be heartbroken. I'm leaving you just for a couple days. Don't panic. That new movie, 2000 Mules by Dinesh D'Souza, is premiering actually tomorrow in Florida. And he asked me if I would come down to the premiere. I think election integrity is a gigantic deal.
We clearly have a problem with it in this country. So I want to go down. I want to see this. I want to get more educated. I want to come back here and tell you about it. So next couple days I'll be gone. I'll be right back in this chair live on Friday to do an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Don't worry. I will be back. All right. All right. Look, hey, if you're having Jesse withdrawals, and I'm sure you will be, if you're having Jesse withdrawals over the next couple days, go back and listen to some of the old ones. They're all on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. If I have to say, sometimes I go back and listen to the old ones. I think I've always been brilliant. What, Chris? What? All right. Well, obviously the Supreme Court ruling, or potential Supreme Court ruling, we don't have one yet, it's all the rage today. So how are the communists responding to that? I mean, we are talking about innocent life here, precious little babies. Remember this. Remember something, too. You may not be as pro-life as I am. Chris isn't. I mean, he's not one of these ghouls, but Chris isn't. I'm rapidly pro-life. I've always have been, always will be. So you may not be. Wherever you stand on the issue of pro-life or not, can we all agree that people who just love it and cling to it are some of the creepiest people on the planet? Listen, I want you to listen to this. This is a little long. These are a couple clips. Not surprisingly, they're from CNN. I want you to listen. First, this is Laura Coates. I want to listen to how deranged this nut job is. It's somehow going to lead to a ban and interstate travel?
And I cannot believe that I'm sitting here, Jim, in the year of 2022, a right that I was born into a society that had, that my mother had, that my grandmother had, that my great-grandmothers in her lifetime had, that at the stroke of a pen, someone can simply say a fundamental right that is within a zone of privacy that the court has said should be hands-off for the government, with the stroke of a pen, can be taken away. There are a lot of things now on the chopping block.
I'm sorry. I'm going to have to rewind this and start it again. I apologize. You know I do this. A fundamental right, something about privacy. I would have swore she said something about privacy, and the government should take their hands off. I just, something flashed into my head as I was listening to her talk about that. Man, it seems like, maybe this is just in my imagination, it seems like it was only yesterday when I was told I had to take a vaccine or I should lose my job. Man, I would have swore that happened here in America, too. Anyway, continuing.
And I cannot believe that I'm sitting here, Jim, in the year of 2022, a right that I was born into a society that had, that my mother had, that my grandmother had, that my great-grandmothers in her lifetime had, that at the stroke of a pen, someone can simply say a fundamental right that is within a zone of privacy that the court has said should be hands off for the government, with the stroke of a pen, can be taken away. There are a lot of things now on the chopping block. And Steve, you spoke about an earthquake. Well, a familiar phrase, the slippery slope in the Supreme Court. That which you do in one area could extend to others. Well, fundamental rights include interstate travel, include the idea of same-sex marriage, include same-sex relationships, just to name a few. Now, this is essentially gone. What's next?
What? Oh, wait. You thought that was as unhinged as it gets? No. Let's go to a United States senator by the name of Elizabeth Warren.
I am angry.
Angry and upset?
Angry and upset and determined. The United States Congress can keep Roe versus Wade the law of the land. They just need to do it.
I've never seen you so angry. You seem to be...
This is what the Republicans have been working toward this day for decades. They have been out there plotting, carefully cultivating these Supreme Court justices so they could have a majority on the bench who would accomplish something that the majority of Americans do not want. Old people and young people want Roe versus Wade to maintain.
Imagine getting choked up about the right to kill an unborn baby. Oh, you thought that was as bad as it got? No. That probably goes to Kristen Powers of CNN.
So what they're doing is extremely radical. It's not just about abortion, it's about equality. And I think that that's something that a lot of people don't understand about the fight for reproductive rights, is that it is about, is fundamentally a question about whether or not women in this country are full human beings who have control over their bodies and their abilities to make their own decisions about their reproductive choices, regardless of what other people think about them. It is fine to be pro-life. Be pro-life. Don't have an abortion. It is not fine to say that women are not full human beings, people. They're so obsessed with how a fetus or an embryo is a person. Well, guess what? Women are people. And women are people that have the full rights in this country. And that's what this is about. And so it's not just some culture war issue, which we want to turn it into. It is about women's fundamental rights.
Yeah, you don't have a right to murder somebody. Neither do I. If I kill somebody tonight, I go to jail. All right, now let's talk about what happened. Let's talk about the actual leak. If this was what they think it was, and they think it was probably a leak from one of the Supreme Court justices, they think it was actually one of Sotomayor's law clerks who did it. I'm not going to give out names right now because the person hasn't been officially discovered yet. They think it was one of her law clerks. Why would he do it? Why would she do it? What's the end game? Well, I don't think enough people have gone to the inevitable conclusion here. The end game for this is either violence or the threat of violence in order to intimidate a Supreme Court justice into changing their opinion on a law. Now, that may make you angry. That may make you sad. I don't know what that makes you, but there's one thing it better not make you. And I'll tell you what that one thing is in just a second.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and look, we are talking about SCOTUS tonight. I can't wait to get to this Bill de Blasio stuff because I hate him so much. Ooh, some Jeffrey Epstein, Bill Gates stuff, all that and much, much more. But if you're mad about the left leaking something in order to intimidate, because remember what they want. Why would you leak something like this? Well, the end goal is to have people start threatening, intimidating, possibly even hurting right-wing justices so they change their mind. Remember, our Supreme Court justices, they have families. They have husbands. They have wives. Oftentimes, they have children. They have grandchildren. Some of these grandchildren and children attend America's universities. Have you seen the vicious little monsters at these universities? What they want is to make them fear for the safety of themselves and their families so they'll change their vote. Now, that may make you angry, and that's fine. It may make you sad for the state of the country, that's fine. But it better not surprise you. It better not surprise you. We are dealing with something totally different now. One of the big struggles, we talked about this before, one of the big struggles we have right now as a country is getting enough people to realize this is not your father's Democratic Party. This is not your grandfather's Democratic Party. What we're dealing with now is a whole new animal. We are dealing with a violent, vicious little animal now. And it is hard to accept that your fellow countrymen are monsters. But I want you to listen to something. You're going to forget about this, but this was from 2019. This was in Virginia. It's a little bit long. I want you to just sit back for a minute. I want you to listen and understand what you're up against.
Delegate Tran.
Yes, sir.
How late in a pregnancy would your bill apply if a physician would simply willing to certify that continuation of the pregnancy would impair the mental health of the woman? How late are we talking about?
Sorry to interrupt. Just know that he just asked her. He didn't ask her about the health of the woman. He asked her about the mental health of the woman. Quit laughing at me because I interrupted the clips. I had something to say. Or you know what? I'm not going to interrupt this time. It's a minute and a half long. I'm not going to say a word. Probably.
Delegate Tran.
Yes, sir.
How late in a pregnancy would your bill apply if a physician would simply willing to certify that continuation of the pregnancy would impair the mental health of the woman? How late are we talking about?
So the way the suggestion that we've made in the bill is to say it's in the third trimester and at the, you know, with the certification of the physician. So
how late in the third trimester would you be able to do that?
You know, it's very unfortunate that our physicians, witnesses, were not able to attend today to speak specifically.
No, I'm talking about your bill.
How
late in the third trimester could a physician perform an abortion if he indicated it would impair the mental health of the woman?
Or physical health.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm talking about the mental health.
So, I mean, through the third trimester. The third trimester goes all the way up to 40 weeks.
Okay. But to the end of the third trimester.
Yep. I don't think we have a limit in the bill.
So, where it's obvious that a woman is about to give birth, she has physical signs that she is about to give a birth, would that still be a point at which she could request an abortion if she was so certified? She's dilating.
Mr. Chairman, that would be
Notice how she struggles to answer? Notice?
A decision that the doctor, the physician, and the woman would
I understand
make
that.
That
I'm
point.
Asking if your bill allows that.
My bill would allow that, yes.
Dilating. Now, I'm not naive. I know we have a bunch of kids who listen to this show. Maybe we have a bunch of people without children. I'm sure, well, obviously, we have a bunch of people without children who listen to the show. All that's fine. So, look, maybe there's even a chance you're not aware. That is a full-grown child. Full-grown. Dilating means mama's getting ready to crank one out, and you're about to have that thing breathe its first breath of fresh air, full grown. That's what you're up against. It actually made me think of this email I got. Oracle, my wife's family grew up in Brooklyn and Queens. We live in New Jersey. My wife's cousin married a feminist nut job 10 years ago, and she slowly pulled him further and further away from his family. She knows I disagree greatly with her politically, but we've always kept things cordial. She pushed me over the edge when she refused to go to my wife's bridal shower and skipped our wedding last year, and I have to imagine her only reason is because she doesn't agree with me politically. Last month, her son had his baptism, and I told my wife I wasn't spending a full day trekking to Long Island and back for people like that. She still went because she wanted to see other members of her family. When she was on her way back, she asked, "What should I say if they ask why you couldn't come?" And my response was, "Tell them I don't associate with communists." Says I can use his name. His name is Travis. I don't want to associate with these people. And I've heard a lot of this from the right today, and I'm going to try to stay calm. I've heard a lot of this from the right. Well, this is gonna motivate the left. What if the left's gonna use this as motivation? We should be more careful. We're talking about babies. We're talking about innocent lives. I don't care if every single American on the planet, every single American in the country disagrees with me about abortion. I don't change my stance. We don't change our stance on protecting our precious little unborn babies because it may or may not be unpopular. And by the way, we don't even know whether or not it's unpopular. But we don't make political decisions about the lives of the unborn. Well, should we wait after the midterms? Shut up, you losers. Get Roe versus Wade overturned, and then all 26 states who have the potential to do so, ban abortion outright. Ban it and make it a criminal offense. It is a moral stain on the United States of America that we take innocent little lives and we snuff them out by the millions. Americans all across the spectrum look at places like Afghanistan where they do things like honor killings and we say to ourselves, oh, what a bunch of barbarians. Meanwhile, over 60 million women have walked into an abortion clinic and ended the lives of their child. 60 million. I'm not judging on an individual level. People do things when they're young, dumb, scared. You know, there's forgiveness for all of us. But on a national level, that's a disgrace. On a national level, that is a moral stain that we are going to have a difficult time overcoming. And it's why I don't think we have moral high ground anymore over other countries. It has become institutionalized here that that's just something we do. I think it's disgusting. And we don't sit and make political calculations on whether or not it might make the communists mad. And that's another thing I have to say. Why are we sitting around worrying about what might make them mad? That's, again, the loser mentality we've talked about 1,000 times. I hope they're mad. I don't want my enemy happy. I want him mad and angry and sad. I want him fretting about what I might do to him next. I want him laying awake at night in fear about which part of his disgusting agenda we're going to assault next. If they're mad, good. Yes, we want to protect kids. If you don't, you're my enemy. Speaking of enemy, we're going to change gears here because I've been talking a lot lately about the climate change death cult. And surprise, surprise, they turned out to completely screw over yet another bunch of people. This time it was Bill de Blasio, and this time it was New York City. You ready for this? Oh, get ready.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Maybe we should just play that song for everyone, every one of our listeners in New Jersey. New Jersey's got legal weed now. It's what, Chris? All right. Focus, everybody. Chuck Schumer. All right, you know what? Before I get to this Bill de Blasio, the climate change death cult stuff, I got this email. Jesse, Nothing will energize the left in the November election like the Supreme Court striking down Roe versus Wade. This is not good news to me. I've always taken the Russian Orthodox view of abortion. Man can destroy a life, however, only God can destroy a soul, which leads me to the thought, who am I to stand in the way of a woman who wants to go to hell? This will hurt the conservative cause, and if at all possible, the Supreme Court decision should be delayed until after the election. With all due respect, you're dead wrong. We don't delay things until after an election because it may cost us some seats in Congress when we're talking about the lives of innocent babies. That's one. Two, I want you to listen to New York Senator Chuck Schumer from yesterday.
Mr. President.
Wait, that's from today. I got that wrong. I'm stupid.
Mr. President, this is a dark and disturbing morning for America. Last night, a report disclosed that a conservative majority of the United States Supreme Court is ready to overturn Roe v. Wade and uproot decades of precedent affirming a woman's right to an abortion. If this report is accurate, the Supreme Court is poised to inflict the greatest restriction of rights in the past 50 years.
If Chuck Schumer's having a dark morning, good. Keep going. Good. Find what the communist hates and feed it to him. I hear this loser mentality talk from the right endlessly. It's all the time. Well, I couldn't do this because the left would get mad. I can't do this. They'll get really mad. Oh, if we do this, they might get mad. Do you fight battles so the enemy loves you when you're done? Or do you fight battles to win? They never make that calculation. That's why they've gained the culture. They took 100 years and now they completely control our culture because they don't ever have a moment where they sit back and say, should we push trans stuff on kids? If we do this, the right will get mad. It doesn't even enter their minds to think like that. That is the loser mentality of the right that we all have to overcome. The right has only been, forever, for decades, the right has been calling out hypocrisy and bias. That's it. That we think that's somehow conserving something. You're not conserving a thing if you take your foot off the gas every time the communists get mad at you. When the communists are mad that you're going too fast, put the pedal to the metal. Make them run in fear. Make them scream. Make them angry. These people are lunatics. Lunatics who want the right to kill anything and everything. It goes way beyond babies, which leads me to this. De Blasio gas stove ban was intended to help the environment. Experts say it'll backfire. This is from Free Beacon. You're going to love this. Hang on. In December 2021, outgoing New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio signed a bill banning natural gas hookups in newly constructed buildings. The law passed with support from environmentalist groups, including the Natural Resources Defense Council, which said the ban would eliminate emissions by requiring electric heat. Hang on, I'm going somewhere with this. Hang on. There was just one problem. Almost all of New York City's electricity comes from natural gas. That means electrifying buildings will increase emissions rather than reduce them, energy experts told the Washington Free Beacon. Now, something went wrong here. Again, talking about our mentality, something went wrong here. What went wrong? What went wrong was this. We actually assumed that Bill de Blasio or the Natural Resources Defense Council had any real interest in eliminating emissions at all. Those people, Bill de Blasio was the mayor of New York. He knows where New York gets its electricity from. He knows all this stuff. The Natural Resources Defense Council, they know too. We have to stop accepting the communist's message at face value and start accepting that all he cares about is the destruction of the United States of America. They're not trying to reduce emissions. We see these Hollywood stars say, stop driving your SUV, and then they get on a private plane, and then we all gather together and we say, hypocrite! It's not that he's a hypocrite. He doesn't care about emissions. He doesn't even believe in climate change. He does very much care about destroying the country he hates, though. All right, you know what? Let's talk about something good. You know what makes me feel good? Talking about Tunnel to Towers actually makes me feel really good. Tunnel to Towers, in the wake of 9/11, they created an organization dedicated to helping the Gold Star families of first responders and veterans, to helping them heal. And it's hard to help that. You know, it's hard to help that. So they've done several different things. One, they build smart homes for catastrophically injured heroes. Two, they pay off the mortgages of these widows, oftentimes widows with kids. They don't know where the next check is coming from. And they're doing something else right now. They're building a do-good village in Florida, 110 homes for these Gold Star families to come together and heal together and live together and bond and lift each other up. And they ask for $11 a month. And go look them up. You don't have to take my word for it. Go look them up on all the various charity ratings. It's easy to look up online. They're perfect. When you give $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers, it goes exactly where you want it to go. Go to T2T.org and sign up to give $11 a month. T2T.org. All right. That was a lot of SCOTUS talk, and we're going to get back to more SCOTUS talk. But one, we have to talk about pooping in your neighbor's trash can. We have to talk about Bill Gates, Jeffrey Epstein. I think we're forgetting the people who run the world right now, the elites, people like Bill Gates. I think we're really missing how truly wretched these people are, and it goes way beyond their political beliefs. Truly, truly wretched. So we have some Bill Gates audio that is jaw-dropping. We have apparently this food shortage I've been warning you about is very, very, very real, and I have some specifics to give you on that. And we have a California school talking about ending letter grades. All that and more coming up tonight on the Jesse Kelly Show. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. That's jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, everything is welcome. You want to take calls, Chris? You know what, Chris? No calls. I have a lot to talk about. This is my last live show until Friday. I want to focus on me tonight, Chris. What? I feel like we should focus on me and maybe a little bit of him. Ay, 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 ay. What, Chris?
I am the
it's fine.
Bandido.
All right, that's enough of that. So we have Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein. Remember, Jeffrey Epstein, who killed himself in jail. Jeffrey Epstein, who was running an international ring. And then Jeffrey Epstein and his connection to one of the most powerful men on the planet. Let's talk. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, Why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.